The Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Board unanimously approved an affiliation agreement with UT Health Northeast for a family practice residency program at a meeting Thursday night. Hospital CEO Michael McAndrew presented the item.
You may have forgotten about this because it's been so long, but we've been trying to work with the UT Health Northeast people over the past few months in terms of getting an affiliation agreement put together. Their lawyers must get paid by the day, or the it's not by the hour.
Yes.
So they finally presented us with one recently. We had it reviewed. Everybody's happy with it. And you know, last month we approved the program director's contract, but I haven't done anything with that yet because I wanted to get the affiliation agreement approved before we went ahead and did that. So basically, this is a 64-page document that about 20 pages of which are definitions. But it simply outlines the responsibilities of UT Health Northeast and the district in terms of the family practice residency program, how that gets laid out, and I mean, it's as I've been told, it's a pretty standard contract. It's the same kind of agreement they have with the folks in Longview for their residency program there as well.
So refresh my memory how this is going to affect cash flow.
The net financial impact, but this does not include other possible sources of income, which the consultants talk about, is $186,000 negative cash flow annually. It works out to about $31,000 per resident. What it didn't include was any potential income from patients that the residents saw, and also grants that are available typically every year that range from between $4,000 and $15,000 per resident. So if we have six residents, there's a potential, and I couldn't guarantee that we could get as much as $90,000 a year in grants plus some income. It will probably not break even, but it will be, I would assume, based on what the consultants told us, that it will be less than $100,000 per year when everything is said and done.
Any idea what the stipulations of the grants are?
No, they're directed at GME programs. And they have to be rural, so they're directed at rural areas. I mean, we would meet the qualifications for the grants.
KSST News.